Hey, crime critters, it's your favorite crime-loving creeps. I think everyone can agree that the best time of the year is Halloween time. The whole month of October is literally the best. You have a legit reason to let your creep out of the closet and binge-watch your horror movies like nobody's biz. Our weirdo self is accepted by all, and it's just an empowering feeling.
And if you'd like to go as far as saying that you enjoy letting your I love fall self run wild in the fall months, that's perfectly acceptable too. So we went to Starbucks the other day and they have pumpkin everything back. Like, if you want pumpkin soul, you got pumpkin soul. If you want a pumpkin latte, you got a pumpkin latte.
Did you say pumpkin soul?
Yes. They you mean like sugarcoat you can, your soul with just like, pumpkin spice.
I would like to take that vagrant soul. Yes. How much for the pumpkin spiced vagrant soul?
Yes. So, of course, you know, I had to get the pumpkin spice cold brews. Yes, bish.
Vagrant
They're
soul.
Back. And at that very moment, you know, I wished I had my favorite pair of leggings on, a Victoria's Secret hoodie, some Uggs, a Louis Vuitton bag, and my life would be complete, because sometimes it's okay to be basic. Basic AF. Hashtag. So I'm really excited for this month, obviously. I mean, Halloween's like a huge deal in our house. We've already picked out our costumes and we have our candy buckets ready to go. Yay! Whoop whoop! Another thing, you know what? I've been super into the Netflix series, Two Sentence Horror Stories. Like, that shit is, it's super creepy, and it's so good. The other night when you were out in the living room watching a movie.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to someone else.
No. Who else would I be talking to?
That's the joke.
So, you were out there the other night watching a movie, and I was in here watching it, and I was so creeped out, I had to turn it off. I'm serious. It's super good.
You, like, baby.
Each episode has such a good little twist. It's like if M. Night Shyamalan had a son and he made little horror stories, it
horror
would be
snippets.
This. Yes. It's the bomb diggity-o. It's the cat's meow. Meow. Meow meow.
Woof.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to all of the Halloween themed shows and movies that are already like being packed into Netflix as we speak right now. And because of that, I thought we could give you guys a little mini-sode. Like a bite-sized episode on murders that were based off of horror movies.
Yeah.
Thanks to what culture?
That's a great idea.
Yep, yep. I know. Let the crowd cheer.
I mean, you're welcome,
Yay!
Crowd. You're welcome. That is a great idea. Well done.
Yeah, just kidding. But seriously, this is crazy.
Yeah, so grab your candy, put on your witch hat and leggings, or joggers, get your pumpkin latte, or brewski, and get ready.
Whoop, whoop. Boop, 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 boop.
'Cause it's gonna happen.
Yeah. So, side note, Trav looked like a 1980s serial killer moments ago with his reading glasses on. You know the movie The Lovely Bones? You know the creepy guy that's the murderer in the movie? That's what he looks like.
They're small aviator reading glasses.
Yeah.
And
but
I don't really need
But they're
them.
Like the thin framed ones, just like them.
These,
only if the lenses were thicker.
These were like 11 and a half cents at the dollar store, so.
Is that right? Great deals.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Dollar Tree.
No, the Dollar, oh, just the Dollar
like
General.
The Dollar General. I like the Dollar General, too.
Well, me too. I mean, they have stuff
that
we can buy that we need.
But I really like the Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree is pretty sweet because everything's a dollar.
Everything.
And you go in there like, oh, everything's a dollar. Mm-hmm. And then like seven carts later, you're like, why did I spend $700 at the Dollar Tree? Everything costs a dollar.
Right.
And it's so easy to do the math. Like, you're not leaving there going, oh, how much am I going to spend? That's $12.99 and this is $6.22.
But
this is
you've got tax to add on to it, too.
Yeah, a little bit. But still, you've got like that.
Right. It's going to be like a dollar or two difference
right,
you know.
Well, 6 cents on the dollar, right? Yeah. So then I like, spend $60.
I think it went up. It might be like 7 cents on the dollar
I wouldn't
now.
Be surprised. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
Go government. Woo. Mm-hmm. Tax stuff. Good for you. Like, you guys can't make your own freaking money. Get a job.
Yeah, get a job, government.
Oh, that's right. They do have a job. It's taking our money so they can pay people to work for the government. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Yes. This is getting a little out of hand.
Okay. So what's our first one? I'm excited.
Our first one?
Yes.
Well, according to my memoir, no, memo. I got a memo, not a memoir. Totally different things. In 2002, Alan Menzies.
Strange name.
Menzies. It sounds like some sort of like a masculine diaper for, you know, like
I think it sounds
middle-aged
like
men that
a
are
stuffed
having,
animal.
Or that.
Yeah. Like a little toy that they just came out with for little girls. Get your Memzy today.
No. This is Menzies. Like, what kind of... I wouldn't let my daughter play with a toy called Menzies.
I said
from that
Menzies.
Aspect, anyway, moving on. He's Alan Menzies, a 22-year-old Scotsman, was such a diehard Queen of the Damned fan. He claims that he had watched the movie hundreds of times before he brutally murdered his best friend, Thomas McKendrick.
Great friend.
Scottish name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, best friends. That's what they're doing nowadays, just killing each other.
Right.
It's like the ultimate, I love you, bro.
Anyway, BFFs forever.
Alan said he was visited by the queen vampire Akasha from the movie and that she coaxed him into killing someone. And she would reward him by turning him into a vampire. And he also would be given immortality, obviously. The two go hand in hand,
God.
In fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, if a vampire comes to you and tells you to kill somebody, don't fucking do it. Probably either A, on drugs, or B, just crazy.
Yeah, and if you didn't take any drugs and you're hanging out with a lot of people... There are still those assholes out there that occasionally, it's called dosing, where they dose people, you know, just kind of to spice up their evening, I guess, without them really knowing that it's going to happen. And then, like, you're looking at your friend and their face is melting, and you're like, dude, something's wrong with the punch.
What happened here?
Anyway, he then chose to kill his friend Thomas after Thomas made a comment about the Queen of the Damned movie that he didn't agree with. You know, almost like, what, it's not just a fictional movie, it's like a regime?
Something so important that...
It's documented truth!
It's deemed agreeing on or disagreeing on.
Like. I mean, it's history, and might I add, the music added to it to pep it up? Great, great idea. I mean, it really just brings the history of the reality... The realness of it all to just jumps out of the screen at you. You know, the musicals.
I've got to be honest with you. I've not watched all of Queen of the Damned.
Oh, whoa, what?
I mean, I've watched it, but I've watched it in, like, bits and pieces and such. I've not sat down and watched all of it all the way through.
It has some actors in it that
I'm fond
of.
I mean, I know Aaliyah is in it.
Yes, she
is.
She
was a singer, a musical artist.
Yes, she
and
was.
Actress.
I.e., as in she's no longer with us.
Correct.
God rest her soul. And Vincent Perez.
But the guy that's in it, he's a cutie.
No.
In the movie. I don't know what he looks like outside of the movie, but...
Probably dumber.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, he's supposed to be cute. He's like, he's a vampire. Yeah. The vampire Lestat. But anyway, Vincent Perez is also in the movie. He's really cool. I like that guy. He's known for, like, you know, the movie The Crow, the second
Crow. Yeah, I love
Crow.
Crows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the second one, and then after that, if there's more than three, it's not worth watching, I'm sure. But, okay, yeah, so, it's an interesting movie.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
there's it's probably the most, like, badass, manly, freaking musical that there is, and it's all... Vocalized by Jonathan Davis, the singer of a band you may or may not have heard of, Korn.
I think if you haven't heard of Korn, I don't know. Don't listen to our podcast. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
just joking.
They've got like 27,000 albums.
I guess it
albums
has
out
been
now.
A long time since they've really put anything out.
No, it hasn't. They're it's just
new?
Been like, a really long time since we've looked into how well they're doing.
I mean, I guess I don't really listen to
I don't really listen to Korn
anymore.
My favorite albums by Korn were the first three, I believe. No, and Issues. I really liked Issues. Yeah. That was a good one. But yeah. We're super off topic now.
Yes.
Alan stabbed him 43 times before drinking his friend's blood and eating some of his skull.
Yeah. I thought that was really weird, too. I think reports have it completely fucking wrong, because if you're, like, chomping down on somebody's skull...
You're eating bone. You're chewing on bone. And it's not very, like, friendly
sure
to your digestion.
Maybe his flesh rather than his bone. I sure hope so, because he done broke out some of his teeth. Like, he's missing some teeth now.
Digestion. Digestion. Intestinal tract. Yeah, those are the things I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
Bad day for me. I worked hard today.
It's all right.
Oh, so he then decided to bury Thomas in a shallow grave near a drainage ditch in a wooded area, then buried the murder weapons far away from the body. I thought the murder weapon was his sharp fangs.
No?
All right, anyway. After being arrested, he told officers, I'm going to get 20 to 25 years for this, but I got his soul.
What a douchebag.
Yeah, that's a douchebag thing to say. You're like, whatever, man, I'll be free eventually, but I have his soul.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Okay. You have lots of delusions.
I mean, if you were... If she came to you and really... I mean, I would be disappointed, like, shit.
I wouldn't. She's built like a freaking brick shit house.
I mean, in his situation, because clearly he didn't get anything out of it. If he was turned into a vampire, he wouldn't be stuck in prison.
Yeah,
would have been able
to
not be in
You'd
there
be like, you know what?
25 years.
I'm a vampire. I'm leaving. This is totally below me.
I'm out of here.
Below me.
Turn into a little bat and...
They don't do that. I mean, come on, get real. Real vampires don't turn into bats.
Aww,
okay.
Bummer.
Just kidding. There aren't real vampires.
Yeah. So, the next one is crazy. Yeah, it's very interesting. A Nightmare on Elm Street fan named Jason Moore used a homemade Freddy Krueger glove to attack his friend John Paul Skamarski in 2006.
John Paul Skamarski.
This is fucking crazy. So he used a gardening glove and attached several sharp blades before leaving several slash wounds on his friend's body. I would be fucking pissed.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Luckily, his friend survived the attack.
I don't know. How lucky was he? Like, how bad did this guy get fucked up?
I don't know. Didn't really go into detail. So, apparently, the two friends had been drinking together at Jason's home earlier in the evening. And then later that night, John woke up to his friend slashing his face and body. That would be a hell of a way to...
Freddy comes in at night.
Ugh.
When you're dreaming, he comes in your dreams.
That would be terrifying.
It would be terrifying.
So, I guess Jason Moore ended up only being sentenced to 4.5 years for the attack.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's weird enough waking up in the middle of the night, like, disoriented and sleep drunk, mm-hmm. you know, and you gotta go to the bathroom, and you're like, where the fuck am I?
What world am I in?
Is this my house? Like, that happens to me. If I get up and have no recollection getting up and lay back down the wrong way in the bed, and then I wake up, I don't know where I am.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, this is familiar, but way off. I don't know
that
if anyone's...
I haven't
done that since I was a kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, since I was little. But yeah, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
No doubt.
After watching the 2007 Rob Zombie remake of Halloween, Texas teen Jake Evans shot and killed both his 48-year-old mother, Jamie Evans, and his 15-year-old sister, Mallory Evans, in the year 2012. In Jake's written confession, after his arrest, he detailed the opening scene of the movie when then-young Michael Myers murders his family and said, "I was amazed at how at ease the boy was during the murders and how little remorse he had afterwards. I was thinking to myself, it would be the same for me when I kill someone."
What a little asshole.
Yeah. He also stated that after watching the movie, he put the disc back in the case and threw it away so that people wouldn't think that he was influenced by the film. Which is odd that his confession would basically contradict this move.
Right. Who gives a shit at that point?
Yeah, who cares? Like,
you killed somebody. You
yeah,
killed
you did.
Two people.
Like, if you need a reason for why you did it, other than the fact that you were trying to defend yourself, then you're wrong.
Yeah.
So Jake initially grabbed a knife from the kitchen, just as the killer did in the film, but then decided to use the .22 revolver that he had stolen from his grandfather so that his mom and sister wouldn't experience that much pain.
Hmm. Oh, how nice of him.
Yeah, what a doll. What a sweet, kind soul. A .22, in my opinion, unless it's like through the eyeball and into the brain, it's going to be a painful death.
Yeah.
That's just rude. Mm-hmm. They probably would have died faster from a freaking knife.
Ugh, yeah.
A knife wound to, like, cutting the big toe off and bleeding out through your big toe.
Son of the Year award goes to.
So, he stated that his sister Mallory thought he was messing around at first and pushed past him as he held the gun at her. He then shot her in the back and head before running to the study and shooting his mother, Jamie.
If somebody held a gun at me, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm getting out of here.
Be like, that better be plastic. Where's this orange tip? Yeah. I'm gonna bust you in the face.
Gosh.
He had also intended to kill his other two sisters and grandparents, but before he could do so, he was taken into custody. Jake was sentenced to 45 years in prison.
I kind of feel like that is not enough time.
I agree with
for
you.
For committing two murders.
Yeah. And well, it's claiming. Almost two.
No, he killed his mom and his sister.
I know that.
Two murders, right, and then yeah. He was planning on killing four other people.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
little jerk.
Planning and doing are totally different things.
Right.
Like so, Minority Report. That's a cool movie. You should totally check that out.
So in 2004, a 14-year-old American psycho fanatic, Michael Hernandez, admitted to modeling his crime after Patrick Bateman, the American Psycho antagonistic character, when he stabbed his 14-year-old classmate, Jamie Gull, to death at the school after following him into the bathroom at the Palmetto Bay School campus. How did he, I mean, this was just in 2004. I know that's, what, almost 10 years ago now. But, man, getting a knife into the school?
That's almost 15 years ago.
I guess.
Actually, it is.
Maybe they didn't really
ago.
Have, like, metal detectors and stuff, but...
Yeah, back then, yeah. Like, that's a pretty recent thing. Like, maybe 10 yeah. years-ish that
right.
schools started cracking down on stuff like that. I could be totally wrong, though.
I'm sure it is. It doesn't seem like 2004, 2005, 2002 was that long ago, but I guess it really was.
It was. It was a while ago. It's almost 20 years ago now.
Right. So apparently Michael had also planned on murdering another student before he was apprehended by police. So luckily he didn't get that far.
Since the release of the movie Scream to the horror genre in the later 90s, there have been many murders based off the film. One of the first known copycat murders was in 1998. 14-year-old Samuel Ramirez and his cousin 16-year-old Mario Padilla killed their grandmother, Gina Castillo. Gina was stabbed 45 times with four different knives and a screwdriver. Four different knives and a screwdriver.
How kind of them.
That's disgusting.
Like, why would you need that many
that
different
things? That is so disgusting.
Things. And their grandmother, of all things.
It's like, gross.
Ugh.
Grandmas are gross. Absolutely. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That was a joke. They claimed that they were inspired by the movie, and they had also had plans to rob their grandmother so that they could go buy a ghost face mask and voice changer so the two could execute a Scream-themed murder spree.
Hmm. I mean, it was probably $1 for the ghost mask, and like...
Well, actually...
I'm sure that the voice changers... that's disgusting.
Yeah. I believe that the masks come in different, you know, like, strengths, goodness, durabilities, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, there's that crap plastic that most of them are made out of, and you get it for, like, $1.
Right.
And then, of course, when Scream, you know, like, they could be popular.
Right. I'm sure they probably were back then.
Which would drive up the, you know, worth of it or the value of it.
But still.
People would be like, oh, we need $27 to buy the Scream mask.
She'd probably be like,
not the crap plastic, the flexible plastic with the hood that goes all the way over.
Man.
Totally. Hey, Grandma, can I borrow $25? No, let's just kill her. Do you have four knives? Yeah. I have a screwdriver. That's all I have. You got four knives? Cool. Okay. We got this. both boys were found guilty of the murder in 1999.
Good. Little jerks.
Their fingerprints were all over their... Never mind.
Way too many items that they used to kill her with.
Yeah, it's like, there was a broom down in the kitchen. Why didn't you guys try that one on, too?
God. All right, and our last one here, it's...
Murder by toothpick.
No.
Just kidding.
But it's pretty crazy. So in 1992, 16-year-old Suzanne Capper was murdered by her Child's Play franchised obsessed captors. She was also tortured for 7 days leading up to her death. While the Chucky-loving cult played the rave song, "Hi, I'm Chucky, Wanna Play?" that also included clip samples from the movie. That would fucking suck hearing that over and over and over and over and over.
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
Yeah. So Suzanne was also beaten and tortured and then set on fucking fire.
Jesus Christ.
In which she suffered burns on 80% of her body. That is absolutely
horrible. What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know. In December of 1993, 26-year-old Jean Powell, her ex-husband, 29-year-old Glenn Powell, and 24-year-old Bernadette McNeely were found guilty for the murder of Suzanne. And then 27-year-old Jeffrey Lee was given 12 years in prison for the false imprisonment of Suzanne. All right, well, that was fun. And we will hopefully have some more little mini episodes for you guys. So make sure to keep an eye out on our Halloween month. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.